You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Melissa Jones has been electrifying stages around the Bay Area with her music and poetry. The Oakland artist is the lead singer of the soul funk band No Lovely Thing, and she's the author of the poetry collection Black Girl Mango Seeds. Much of her work is about Black womanhood, culture, and healing from trauma. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Melissa Jones about how her Oakland roots influence her work.
Take me back to the beginning. When did you start singing? Did you come out the womb singing?
I did. That's what my mama told me.
Okay.
That's what she said. I don't know. Yeah, she said I used to harmonize with her when I was like two. I would say around 4 or 5. I knew the whole song to Madonna's Like a Prayer, which like really
cool. At 4?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember it now, but I remember singing. So I just grew up in a musical household. Oh no, only to be taken down 6 feet under. My mom sang. My dad, he used to play the drums in high school, but he was really, like, really into stereo, like, surround sound systems. So we had, like, it sounded like a concert at our house all the time.
Wow.
So he was really excited about playing music and having the stereo system set up and playing the movies and stuff. So I just got it. I just been into music.
So it's in your blood.
Yeah.
Did you always know you were talented?
I knew that there was something there that was different. I was kind of I prided myself in being an outlier and not really following the trends of other folks, and people took a notice to that, and I just pride myself in just practicing my craft daily and studying, and I've always been artistic and creative and coming up with weird stuff. Wild imagination. But that baseline,
the absence of a life on this landslide. It's not easy to be out of the box and quirky, being a Black girl growing up in East Oakland.
Yeah, I got teased for, you know, listening to NSYNC. My sister, she got me hooked on listening to the Beatles. I was 10. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I like Ringo Starr, and I like George Harrison, too. And
the Black folks were like, you need to listen to the Temptations.
Exactly.
Right?
She's like, what are you doing? No. I mean, I listen to the Temptations, too,
right.
But I find myself lucky that my mom and my dad exposed me to all different types of music. Oh, nah,
nah, nah, oh. How did the city of growing up in the city of Oakland influence you as an artist? How has it influenced your sound?
I love Oakland. I love where I'm from. I love the vibe. There's so many wonderful, talented folks that have come from Oakland. I love the murals, the art. There's just a certain swag that's like, you know, that's like Oakland, like hella Oakland. What I'm all about, what did you do to me? We have so many different, unique qualities that create this bliss, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel more alive and in tune with myself, especially as a Black woman. There's the Black Panther Party. There's a lot to, like, to be appreciative of, you know, the events that we have here. It's unlike any other place, and I try to capture bits and pieces of different parts of Oakland, or the old Oakland, into my style. Very soulful, very eclectic, and unique.
I feel like we're in a really significant time of music because I'm finding so many Black artists now are kind of, I don't want to say stepping outside the box, but I guess they have more options to be outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of people like you, Taking the Bangas, Lizzo. Do you think this is a significant time for musicians, for Black musicians, Black female musicians in particular?
I see that. I think so. I think it's important to step outside the box and not, like, try to fit into your Beyoncé's and Rihanna's. And no shade to them. I think they're brilliant and beautiful and talented women. But I think it's also important to represent different sides, different things that we can do. And, you know, we shouldn't feel limited to just doing one genre of music or capturing something in this way. We can do a multitude of things. And it's authentic too, and it's like it's not for like, oh, we're gonna change it up so that we can, you know, whatever, just to do it. I can see that there's purpose and intent behind it, and it's cool to see that happening and keep that movement going. And that's kind of like, that's why I do what I do. I am more than a singer. I'm also a producer. I compose different songs. I hear melodies in my head. I can mix a little bit of Prince and then put some Badu in there, you know? It's just like, I want to be able to, like, bend genres. Just change the whole narrative of how we hear music and how we see it.
So let's talk about No Lovely Thing. You're in this band. You're the lead singer for No Lovely Thing. And your album is called She Be.
Yes.
What's She Be?
She Be is whatever you want it to be. It's a culmination of diving deep into my own personal experiences as a Black woman, and also to, like, just kind of just showing appreciation to women in general. You know, it's a way of, you know, just celebrate us. And I'm all for praising us and really connect with the message of turning pain into power. Hands filled with earth, ain't no washing off. She comes from Mango,
Mango in the night. What's it like for you when you're on stage? Because you are a great performer.
When I'm on stage, it kind of feels a little surreal sometimes. I definitely feel like a lot of my energy comes from the audience, how they're vibing with me, and I just, you know, and sometimes I'm completely, I don't know how to explain it, like I'm in a zone, in a trance, and there's some kind of outside force that's like sending signals. Just feels like I'm in a different zone, planet, universe, and it's incredible. I'm just very grateful to be able to do it, and I want to be able to do it all the time. The storm is coming down.
That was Melissa Jones from the band No Lovely Thing, speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. Her album is called She Be, and you can see Melissa perform at her virtual birthday concert tonight. Go to KALW.org for the details. We could have made a run for it, made a run for it, made a run for it. What's the deal? Where do we go to? Where do we go now? The storm is coming.